Hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again. Good afternoon and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf and it is April the 22nd today. And I thought I'd do a show all about sax. Yes, that's S-A-X. And it is, of course, one of those instruments that one instantly associates with jazz. And over the years I've done this show, occasionally I've done a show devoted to one instrument or another, including saxophone. And it's time for another one. And we're going to focus on some especially longer form contributions today. So there'll be a little more music and a little less of me talking about it. But let us begin with one of the greats from the classic era of bebop, hard bop, and beyond, a artist who is still with us today, although he has had to retire because of ill health, and that is the great Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins is now in his mid-90s. He stopped playing a few years ago, and I'm going to take a track called Where or When from a recording that he did live as part of a concert in the wake of 9/11 some 23 years ago, when Sonny was just in his early 70s and still producing. Sonny Rollins' career needs very little introduction, and he is, along with Benny Golson, one of the only two surviving members of that famous classic picture, A Great Day in Harlem, of which there's a documentary in which 50 or so great jazz musicians, all of whom except Sonny and Benny are now gone, were put together into this amazing photo. Anyway, enough of that. Let's go to Sonny Rollins, Where or When, from the 9/11 concert Without a Song. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins from the 9/11 concert back in 2002, and the name of the album is Without a Song. The track is Where or When. A few years older than Sonny Rollins was Dexter Gordon, and Dexter's been gone for a long time. He led a somewhat unhealthy life, like many jazz musicians, was into drugs, but whereas some, like Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, managed to clean up their acts while still relatively young, Dexter, I think, had a bit more of a struggle with it. He also smoked like a chimney, as you can see in many portraits of Dexter. But he got his start as the son of a doctor whose patients included jazz greats like Duke Ellington and Lionel Hampton. And the young Dexter, once he took up the tenor sax, eventually spent some time with Lionel Hampton's band. And he had a pretty good career, albeit one that was over by the time he died in 1990. One of the most remarkable things he did late in career was star in Bertrand Tavernier's movie Round About Midnight, and it's a really interesting jazz film in which Gordon plays a somewhat thinly veiled version of himself, and he was actually nominated for a Best Actor Oscar in that. And interestingly enough, Gordon had a very different personality from some other jazz musicians in that he was very audience-friendly. Somebody like Miles Davis would turn his back on the audience frequently. Somebody like John Coltrane was always very sort of meditative and a little bit shy. Gordon just loved joking with his audience and his crowd. Anyway, from Dexter Gordon, let us hear from the original motion picture soundtrack for the movie Round Midnight, not Round About Midnight, it's just called Round Midnight. Here's Dexter Gordon and a live version of the title track, which of course was a tune originally written by Thelonious Monk. After that, we'll take a break and be back with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC. Thank you.
Thank you. Bank would like to say thank you, Kingston, for your food and monetary donations in December. In 2022, we helped a record 7,273 people. Anyone wanting more information or needing help with food, check out kingstonfoodbank.ca or call 613-544-4100. You can also look for our donation bins at your local grocery store.
Films and just simply enjoy going to movies. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston on Tuesdays at 3 o'clock for Screening in Kingston. CFRC's movie review and movie talk show with Mike Shepherd and Taylor Curry. Two big-time movie fans here to give you all the details on films opening here in Kingston. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. until 4 p.m. on CFRC.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf, and today's show is all about the saxophone. Before the break, we heard Dexter Gordon and Round Midnight, his extended version of Thelonious Monk's composition, taken from the film Round Midnight that Gordon starred in, which I said before the break was a loosely based version of his life, although it seems to have been a little bit closer to that of Bud Powell, who, like Gordon, actually spent a fair bit of his career in Europe. Many black musicians of the 40s and 50s and 60s did spend extended tours in Europe, finding at the time that it was a whole lot less racist and they were far more welcome as black musicians than at home in the U.S. Anyway, we'll move on with another person of Gordon's and Sonny Rollins's generation, and somebody who had a considerably shorter career, rather a tragic figure, and that is Eric Dolphy, who died at 36 in 1964 of diabetic shock. He was on tour in Berlin, taken to a hospital, collapsed, and just dismissed as yet another black jazz musician junkie, and basically left to die in the hallway. Very, very sad. So much for Europeans being a little less racist than the U.S. But he left a wonderful legacy in a very, very short career, collaborations with people like John Coltrane, for example. And I'm going to take something from a Dolphy album called Musical Prophet, The Expanded New York Studio Sessions, obviously a compilation. And here's Eric Dolphy with Burning Spear. Eric Dolphy and Burning Spear, well, from some saxophone and jazz greats from the past, let's move on to a couple of more contemporary figures, both female and both Canadian. We'll begin with Anna Weber. Anna Weber was born in BC. She attended McGill and then the Manhattan School of Music before relocating to Berlin for a while, and has been based now in New York City for quite a while, and she's had several different combos of bands. In 2019, she worked with a septet that included artists such as Jeremy Viner, Jacob Garchik, Christopher Hoffman, Matt Mitchell, Chris Tordini, and Chess Smith, and they produced an album called Clockwise. It was actually included in the top 10 of the 2019 National Public Radio Music Jazz Critics poll. In 2021, Weber was a Berlin Prize Fellow and a featured performer on Remy LeBeouf Strata, and she also got a nomination for the 2021 Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition. So, let us hear from her. She's got a bit of a reputation as a little bit avant-garde, so this will be a little bit of a change from what we've been listening to in the first half of the show. But let's give a listen now to Anna Weber and her septet from the album Clockwise. Here is Array.
We'll be right back.
Canadian-born saxophonist Anna Weber, and the song was called Array. We'll close out with another young Canadian saxophonist, and that is literally young, as in Allison Young, who is based in Toronto, though originally from Ottawa. This is from her debut album, So Here We Are, which came out in 2018, and I believe was Juno-nominated that year. Here's Allison, and the track is called You'll Never Know. Allison Young and You'll Never Know. So that'll have to do it for today's show. We had some pretty long tracks, so we only got five pieces of music on today, but that's jazz. Some pieces are short, some pieces are long. I will be back next week with more music on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and again, the show is called Dark Glasses. It's struggling to be warmer out there, very hit and miss, so keep either warm or cool, depending on the weather. And above all, stay safe. See you next week. Visions in my eyes, while she's deceiving me. It cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you blame. Join CFRC 101.9 FM for our Airwave YGK concert happening September 20th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Catch amazing local rockers Squid Pistol, The Winter in Canada, and headliners Lumpfish at this high-energy, all-ages concert. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door, and you can get your advance tickets now at CFRC.ca. See you there, punks. When the snow